This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Narrative TV Initiative is a Boise State University program that gives students real experience in the television production process through the creation from start to finish of a show. They debuted their first series called And Beyond 2 years ago, and now their second series is almost ready for audiences. Lucky Us tells the story of a woman down on her luck when she finds a lottery ticket left behind by a friend. It's a winning ticket. She has to decide whether to be honest and return the ticket or use the winnings to help her struggling family. Here's a clip from the very first episode. It is still a draft, so you will not hear background music.
Where are you, Brandon? You're supposed to be here to get Max.
I'll be there soon.
Where are you? What happened to the interview?
It didn't go well.
Nothing does.
The script was written by a Boise State student. It was filmed by Boise State students, and it was directed and produced by Boise State students. Joining us live in studio are two of those students, Andrea Carazellis and Matt Dominic, and the director of the Narrative TV Initiative, Ryan Cannon. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Hi. Thank you. So,
Ryan, I mean, what a great opportunity for students. Tell us about the Narrative TV Initiative. Exactly. What does the program look like? And, you know, why is it important to have this?
Essentially, it's a four-semester collaboration between students, faculty, and professionals making an original television show. And I think it's important because we talk a lot about theory and criticism and analysis, but we really want our students ultimately in their final years of study to be doing and learning by doing and having as close to a professional experience as they possibly can.
And Andrea and Matt, what were each of your roles in the creation of Lucky Us?
So I was one of the initial people that did a pitch and then synopsis and everything for a TV show, and then mine wasn't selected. But then I did get put into the writer's room.
So not so Lucky Us?
No, it wasn't me. But then I got put into the writer's room, and basically it was mimicking a TV writer's room. And so I was one of the writers on there. I was working for a showrunner, and I was like pitching things, pitching beats, pitching ideas, and then working on the pilot and everything. And then so I was mainly a writer for the most of the process. And then I was lucky enough to get selected to be one of the directors for episode two. So,
and then Andrea, what about you?
I was not in the writer's room, but I was part of pre-production, production, and post-production. So I helped with production design, and then I was the director of episode three.
So what are some of the most valuable skills that the two of you have learned through this process?
From a writing standpoint, it's basically, you know, like with a lot of writing, you go to like workshops and everything. And so you get a lot of feedback from students and from teachers and everything. But basically having constant feedback all of the time, like we are basically just always throwing darts at walls. Like, what do you guys think about this? And sometimes everybody would be like, yeah, that's a great idea. And other times there'd be like silence. And just sort of dealing with that constant feedback and just learning to collaborate with others on an almost improvisational level was pretty amazing.
What about you, Andrea?
Well, it's my first time really directing anything or being on like this big of a set. So it was kind of incredible and super fun. And it was like over 2 weeks. And I learned a ton about, you know, collaboration with other artists. And it made me a lot more confident, I guess, to go out there and make my own stuff.
What was the most surprising, maybe challenge that you both encountered, or maybe something that was, you know, one of those things where you have an idea in your mind of how being on a television show would be, and then you're like, oh, I guess that's really not the way it is.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah, they seem like very stressed to get to, oh, we're going to wait for 2 hours. Yeah, because you don't really think about, like, you know, it seems so easy and stuff when they're just filming and you see these clips and everything, but then you don't realize that everyone was waiting around for 2 hours just for the perfect light. And it's sort of like, oh, like literally we watched someone watching clouds for like 15 minutes just to make sure the clouds were in the right position and everything. And like, it's tedious, but it's really cool just to see it, like be a part of it, like see how it's made and everything.
Yeah. Weather and like sound, wind is a big one. the sun, where the sun is creating shadows. It's all kind of stuff you just have to either wait on or find a way to work around.
You're like, no wonder they have studios, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't realize how loud everything is either until you start making a film. You know, we were like, man, that fridge is so loud. Like, you had no idea. Like, it just blends into the background usually.
Yeah, we had to work in a kitchen over at West Side, and that was
that was a nightmare.
So Ryan, this is the second production of the Narrative TV Initiative. And Beyond was produced back in 2018. So what have you learned about leading a group of students through this process?
Oh boy. It's a ridiculous amount of work, but it's very, very rewarding. It's a lot of fun. We see the initial kind of show pitches as they're, you know, as students are applying to get into the writer's room, and then watching those stories take shape. And then watching the producers cast the show, and we crew the show and find locations, and just watching it all kind of coalesce. And the students, you know, as they take on this really large stakes-driven project, it's really rewarding to watch that all come together and what the students get out of it.
Is it easier the second time around?
I wish I could say yes. In some ways, this was a more complicated show. And so logistically, I mean, they take on so much.
Yeah. So you're both graduating in the spring.
Yeah.
What are your hopes and goals for after college? You want to remain in this industry?
Oh, yeah. I want to actually be a screenwriter. So I'm going to make the move down to L.A. And I've got a couple friends down there that are kind of connections, I guess. But I definitely want to stay in this and even do production. It's just so much fun and rewarding and everything. So.
And I definitely love writing in general and fiction, so I'm applying for MFA master's programs in the next fall. So I'm taking a year off for sanity reasons, but then then going back at it and hopefully getting into a master's program.
And Ryan, what's in store for the Narrative TV Initiative going forward?
So our next, we'll have a call for entries this semester, and our next writer's room will kick off next fall. And we'll start the whole giant four-semester process over again. I get kind of trepidatious and also excited to start anew after, you know, seeing.
You can't take a year off like he can, right?
That's a good idea.
Maybe. Yeah. Right? So the series premieres at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise, right? On Monday, March 2nd. Mm-hmm. Can people attend? How do folks find out?
Yeah, free and open to the public. It's at 7 p.m. Come on down and see this really amazing project that these students have put together.
We're pretty cool. Come hang out with us.
I was going to say, what's it going to be like for the two of you to see this up on the screen?
Scary.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy. I don't think I've ever had this much control over, like, helped with something like this big, like from beginning, middle to end. So, like, yeah, it'll be weird, but good.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming in today and talking about this. We've been talking with Andrea Karzelis and Matt Dominic, two Boise State students who have been working on the TV series Lucky Us through the Narrative TV Initiative, and Program Director Ryan Cannon. Lucky Us, as we mentioned, premieres Monday at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise. You can get info on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thank you both. Thank all three of you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's hard to count some days. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. A quick note for all of you, I mean, if you care to attend, I will be one of three featured storytellers at Story Story Night this evening in downtown Boise, sharing a personal story, which will take me a little bit out of my comfort zone because I like to ask the questions and get other people's stories, not necessarily tell my own. But anyway, it is tonight. I invite you to join me for a night of unscripted stories in our community. The event is at 7 p.m. at Jump this evening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.